Hughesy and Kate. Nova
100. What is this? What are you talking about?
There's a petition that's been signed about you at change.org. Change.org signs petitions about really big social movements.
Why have they got me in the gun? What have I done wrong? I'm a good guy. I'm a family man.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not sending. I haven't set up weird Facebook pages, or I haven't done anything strange. I'm a good guy.
Okay.
You could be a better guy.
Well, how can I be a better guy? Just what are you talking about? What's going? Why is our producer in here? What is she doing?
Because
what's going on?
Our inbox, our email has been flooded with people signing a petition from all over the world.
All over the world.
I think the latest person was from
France.
They're
like Assange, mate. They want to extradite you to Sweden. Well, then we'll find out what you've done.
Under the title, Dave Hughes, give up animal milk.
Dave Hughes, give
what
up animal milk.
What have you been doing to animals?
What have I been
doing
to animals?
You dirty bastard.
What is this? Where is this?
They do say,
what have you been doing?
Where has this come from? What is this?
What? You tell us.
What?
All right, I might have a slight suspicion. Remember yesterday when we were talking about you giving up stuff?
Vaguely, I have a vague memory of stuff.
All right, so yesterday, what happened?
This.
I gave up dairy, man.
Look, I do believe that milk is for baby cows. I mean, that makes sense, that they're the ones who should be sucking on their mother's teat, and I shouldn't be sucking on their mother's teat.
What about beautiful cheese?
Oh. All right, Jack, you've inspired me, mate. I'm going to think about that.
That was yesterday. We'd already had a conversation about all the things you've given up. Now you've given up sugar, alcohol.
Chips.
Smoking, anything. Yeah, chips.
I haven't given up chips. I'm back on chips,
Jubes.
By the way.
Jubes.
I have given up chips.
No, but these are all things you've given up in the past.
Yeah, I have, yeah, absolutely.
And so yesterday you said that.
Well, I said I thought I would consider... would consider not sucking on the teat of cows.
So, I assumed you'd already given that up once you left the farm.
Well, I've never lived on a farm.
391 have signed this worldwide petition for you to give up dairy.
No milk today.
Yep.
No milk today, mate.
Well, no milk today or milk. Any day.
I must say, I have enjoyed milk over the years.
Oh, we all have. We all have.
Is it possible to live in a world without milk? I mean, I
don't want to live in that world, but I have got a very strong feeling that you may well want to live in that world. You've given up meat.
I will.
What?
Give him a drum roll.
No, well,
do we need it?
You know what? See if you can play a drum roll with the enfeebled arms of one who's vitamin
D deficient.
Here we go.
No, what I'm saying.
Look, put dairy products.
You know what? It's all very well for people with these keyboard cowboys to get behind their bloody keyboards over there in France and try to rule my life.
More than a keyboard cowboy, you would think. But
yeah, but what if... Look, if people are willing to get on the phone and say give up milk, are there people who are passionate?
One will.
Are there people passionate about it?
No.
Are there non-milk drinkers? Maybe there isn't. Maybe it's fantasy land where people don't drink milk.
People are going to call up, I've got a great recipe for almond milk.
Well, will they?
I make it every night.
Will they? Aaron, what's your story?
How are you, Hughesy?
Yeah, good. He sounds like a man, this Aaron.
Hello, Aaron.
I'm a man's man. I'm a personal trainer myself.
Mm.
And, mate, like the great man Arnold Schwarzenegger said, milk is for babies, mate. So get off the milk. You don't need it. You can still, you know, maintain a healthy lifestyle, feel fit, be healthy, and, you know, just live a happy life without milk.
Just tell me this, Aaron.
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
should we emulate him in any other ways in his life?
He's a very successful man. And
no doubt.
Mate, yeah, right.
We don't have a maid. We don't have a cleaner. We don't have a full-time one. We've got Tony, but me and Tony aren't going
to
hook up.
Listen to Arnie himself.
Milk is for babies.
One more time.
Milk is for babies.
Milk is for babies.
Milk is for babies.
Milk is for babies.
Yeah.
There you go, mate.
Well,
so what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, this time next week I won't have had any milk.
No.
All right, I'm going to have a go at it, Katie.
All right.
I'm not going to be a...
What are you going to take up instead, though? What's your substitute going to be?
Substitute?
Yeah.
Soy, I suppose.
No, soy's not good for men.
Isn't it?
No. Men shouldn't have soy milk.
What do you have?
You can have almond milk.
Water, mate.
Or rice milk.
Water
and you can have cordial.
I'm not having cordial.
That'd be cute.
Cutie and Kate. Nova 100.
What do you got for us, Katie?
Well, across my desk I got a CD of a performer I've never heard of.
So because we work in a music station,
yes.
Every now and again people will do a Hail Mary, yes. And send us music direct.
Yes. But then when I was reading about what this guy's done, I'm like, how amazing that we have never heard of him. Because some of the things he's done
how do you know?
Are quite amazing.
I don't know
well,
I've
I guarantee
I don't know whether I've
you
never
have
heard
never
him.
Heard of him. Okay, well, there he is. You won't even know how to say his name.
Kieran Gribben.
I think it's Kieran. C-I-A-R-A-N.
I thought it was a G.
I think it's Kieran Gribben.
Kieran Gribben. I don't know
well,
the way
this
it's
is
spelled.
His, well, let me play you one of his new songs. My killer, my king. A look, a touch, a kiss. Heart beats the heart. Okay. It's off his 5-track EP, My Killer, My King. Title
oh, that sounds
track.
Nice.
Sounds good. He's not without talent because Husey, he co-wrote with this artist. That's Madonna.
He co-wrote with Madonna.
Madonna. And that
wow.
was nominated for a Grammy.
Wow.
What?
But most of all, what has he done that we should know?
Kieran Gribben.
Kieran Gribben. Never
he
heard
co-wrote
of him.
With Madonna. What
co-wrote
else?
With Madonna.
What else has he done?
He's a singer-songwriter himself. He was the lead singer of a band.
Well, if someone can help us out here, Kieran Gribben, lead singer of an Aussie band.
Yep.
God, it wasn't Human
Come
Nature.
On.
He's not in Human Nature. Kieran
Come
Gribben,
on.
What is another Aussie band? It wasn't Shudo Echo. How many other Aussie
on.
Bands are there?
This is just sad.
Temper
this is
Trap.
A sad
not
reflection.
Temper Trap.
A sad reflection.
Empire of the Sun. He's not in Empire of the
no,
Sun.
No, he's not. Come on, who flipped a few lead singers?
Cold Chisel.
Fleur.
Not in excess. Oh. Is it? Is it? Fleur, am
Fleur,
I right?
Is Husey right?
He is correct, 100%.
How's that?
Kieran Gribben.
Kieran Gribben. That's what.
When was he between?
In 2011, he was their singer, lead singer, co-songwriter, and toured extensively with the band to much acclaim.
For how long?
Well, it's 2013 now. When did they break up? This year, didn't they?
Were they officially broken up? What's happened
Look,
with NXS?
It's just unbelievable.
How many did they go through?
Oh, I don't know. They
we had John Stevens.
Few.
We had the guy from America.
That Terence Trent D'Arby.
Yep. The guy from America who won the competition.
Yeah, they left him at the airport.
Oh, the Canadian. The Canadian.
Yeah. What was his name? Oh, God. What was that dude's name?
What was
name?
His name? Rob.
No.
Something.
Oh.
He was troubled.
Yeah.
Troubled.
Yeah.
Tanya's apparently a big fan.
Hello.
What do you know, Tanya?
Hi. Who's
Hi,
that was JD Fortune. Was
oh, that's
the
one
right. Exactly.
JD Fortune. Did you know about, is it Kieran Gribben?
Kieran.
Kieran Gribben.
Yes.
Did you know about Kieran?
Yeah. He did tour the last tour that they did. He was their lead singer.
Where's he from? Do you know?
He's from Ireland.
He's Irish, Kieran Gribben.
He sounds a whole lot like Bono.
Yeah, right.
He's also worked with them, hasn't he? With he did something on a movie about Bono.
I'm not sure about
Killing
that, but
Bono.
I do know he has worked with a lot of people.
How did he? So you saw him with NXS, Kieran?
Yes, yep, at Cryo Castle.
And did they rock it at
Cryo Castle?
A great venue. Did they rock it out at Cryo Castle?
Absolutely. He was fantastic. He was really good.
How was the rest of the band, by the way?
They were awesome. They were awesome.
They?
It was real. Like it was a big shock. They were right in the middle of recording. Like he was in the studio with Andrew Farris recording when they announced the breakup.
Right.
So
what happened?
Like I've spoken to Kara, and he even said that it was a shock to him. He was not unaware of what was going
to
happen.
You spoke to Kara. What? How do you say his name?
Kieran.
So Kieran. You know him?
No, just through Facebook.
Just not hard to talk to him, Husey.
Yeah.
He's only the lead singer of one of the biggest bands.
Boy,
at
feel,
one point
does he
in
feel
the world.
Terrible? Because they've been together for 30 years. They've gone through more
leads.
Yeah,
he broke them up.
Yeah, he's the Yoko Ono of NXS. Novas, Husey and Kate. Tinder is a new dating app, Katie.
Yes, it is.
I'm not. It has been weeks. Is it months? It's new.
Very new.
But it's heating up.
Sure.
Young women or
like,
women of all ages
like
are getting involved.
Tinder, Husey, it's about to catch fire.
Now, Jess, you work here at Nova 100.
Yes.
You've been hearing about Tinders from your girlfriends who also work here.
Yes. Yeah, quite a few of them, actually.
And they've been trying to get you on board.
Yes.
You've never been internet-y dating.
No, I just prefer to meet people out, but apparently this is what everyone's doing at the moment.
Now, Cara, we're going to get to you in a minute, Jess, because you have got involved this morning. But Cara, you also work here at Nova and you've been telling Jess about it.
Yes, I'm guilty of that.
So when did you first get onto Tinder?
A few weeks ago, a friend of mine said to get on it.
Right.
Have a laugh. And there's surprisingly a lot of hotties on there.
Yes. We were having a look this morning. It's not bad, is it?
It's not bad. The quality's good.
But hang on, Cara. Have you actually met up with any of them?
Oh, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
I've been chatting to somebody quite constantly.
Since when? Since when, Cara?
Since Saturday.
So you've had a 4-day internet relationship with someone from Tinder?
Well, over text.
Yes. Oh, yes. So you've moved yes. through to, so he's got, you've exchanged numbers. So that's a real step up in a relationship, isn't it? To actually have someone's phone number.
That's... Yeah, well, I've jumped off Tinder and gone to the text. So that's a step up.
Yeah. So, and so who knows? You're going to meet this guy one day, I imagine.
Maybe.
Oh, right. A lot of them just fizzle, don't they?
Yeah, but it's good. I'm enjoying the text section for the time being.
Yeah, I know that, but eventually
it's fun to have a ball in play.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
More than pen pals eventually, though, don't you? You want to be actually, well, I don't know what you want.
Well, Jess has finally settled on one, Cara, and she was about to send a message to him. And I said, why don't you say, hello, future husband?
Oh, don't you dare.
It's funny, though.
It is funny. Who would think that was serious?
Or psycho.
Thanks, Cara. So, Jess, 6 o'clock this morning, we got you onto it.
Yes, yep.
How many guys have you actually liked on their, you know?
So you can just like them. If you don't like them, you can just pass them by. They'll never know, so there's no hurt feelings. It's very good, isn't it?
How many have you liked?
Ooh, I reckon about 10. There's quite a lot of hotties. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Is that the term? I didn't realize that's the term that girls are using these days for guys.
You never hotties. Heard hotties.
What do you mean?
Well, I know that. I knew
you
that.
What are you talking about?
I didn't realize that girls called guys hotties. Sorry, I didn't know that. I didn't know that guys were referred to as hotties.
That's sad.
Isn't it? It is actually.
Do you know what I hear from that?
That I'm not a hottie.
Hasn't anyone called you a hottie?
I don't believe I've ever been called a hottie.
Oh, Huey. That's going to bring a tear to my eye.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
Oh, well, if someone wants to call me a hottie, I'm happy to be called a hottie.
You know what, Hugh? They must have been doing it behind your back.
Yes.
And that's why you haven't heard.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
No, let's just delve in there. Let's stay there. All
righty. So,
you've called 10 guys hotties.
Yes. Yep. Well, we've got 2 matches. It's been 2 hours.
Oh,
okay.
Really? Yep. So what happens? So then if you like them, what do? You send them a heart or whatever?
No,
what happens?
You just click on the little like button.
And then they get the picture of you?
And then, if they're scanning through and see the picture of you or me and they like it as well, then you're a match.
So we need to find out what guys
what
you've matched
next?
With.
Ooh.
Who have you matched with?
Riley.
Hello, guys.
What would you like to say, Riley?
Well, Hughie, after the weight loss, I think you're a bit of a hottie.
Appreciate that. Really appreciate
it. How bold you are. How bold you are to say that to his face, Riley.
Well, I appreciate it, Riley. Thank you.
Because obviously all the girls, we're saying it behind your back and you've never heard it.
Well, I know what you're trying to get at here.
What? I'm not.
I'm quite comfortable in my own skin. So,
so you should be.
Who wouldn't happy to be? Who I am.
That's the skin of a hottie.
I am married to the most beautiful woman in the world. So,
and she's certainly very lucky. She's married her.
A hottie? Yeah. She's very lucky. Well, I think she feels lucky.
Riley wants a piece, mate. It's all good. You're doing fine, mate.
Well, no, I'm doing fine.
You
don't have an issue.
You carve it up on Tinder.
Hughie and Kate. Nova 100. Essendon, whatever it takes, was their logo, and that's gotten into trouble through their supplements program.
Yes.
Collingwood's big things about their massive membership, Katie.
Side by side.
Yeah, 80,000 members. And also they've gone whatever it takes, because They got in trouble with the law. This was the news last night.
The Collingwood Football Club has been fined over a misleading advertising campaign used to drive up membership.
Now, I half heard that and I was just like, oh, whatever. I don't understand that. I heard it was something they said $20, three-game value
plus
membership.
Plus a Guernsey. Plus a jumper.
With a jumper. Now, a jumper's $60.
Oh, no, $80.
So how is that possible?
Well, it's not possible, but if you see the ad...
Plus free cap and scarf.
Yeah, but if you see the ad, it says for $20, only $20. Who wouldn't jump at that, Katie?
But, Husey, even I would, and I'm not a Collingwood member, but I see a little mark next to that $20. What we refer to as an asterisk.
Well, the asterisks will eventually lead you, if you're a very good, if you're Sherlock Holmes, you eventually realise that it's $120.
No, it's not. No, it's $20.
No, it's $20 a month over a 6-month period. So you've got to pay $20 a month to
get... No, it says only $20 on the ad. Yeah, well, looking at it.
Yeah, I know. But as I said, if we get to the fine print...
Right. Oh.
Yeah, if you delve, if you've got time, if you're not busy.
Oh, well, they've made a mistake. They've left the one out in front of the $20 on here.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's basically, we're putting a question mark against their whole membership drive now. They say they've got 80,000 members, then they're hashtagging it. Who knows? Right. How many of these people are crying right now or they're clinically depressed they've been conned?
It's a very strange thing to do because, you know, in life when people call you up with a special offer, as happened to me yesterday, you're very cynical and you're sceptical. Because you know that businesses want to rip you off, basically, and make money. That's their job. And your job is to be vigilant. But your football club, Husey, your football club is supposed to be a safe
harbour.
They're
not meant to steal from you.
No, they're not supposed to.
They're meant to give you joy.
They're not supposed to trick you.
Theo, what happened, buddy?
Oh, well, we went and bought a block of land down in Carindale.
Yep. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, so... This was about 2 years ago, and we built with a builder.
Oh, so did you go to a display home and choose the home you wanted? Was it that sort of setup?
Exactly.
Right. Can I just say, Theo, with those setups, I look at that and I think that's amazing.
Good to be true.
How can they build a house that cheap? It's incredible.
I tell you what happens is you walk in, you're like, oh my God, this thing's amazing. You got all these, you know, beautiful things that you can, you look at, and you walk in, and you go to them. Oh, well, I want this house, and they walk you through it, and they go, well, for starters, it's a 3-bedroom, not a 5-bedroom. This bench top's extra.
Oh.
This is extra. This is extra. This is extra. This is extra. And then by the time you finish, $170,000 house just costs you $240,000,
$250,000. Yeah. So they suck you in with the cheap price. And once they get you through the door.
Yeah, then you get paid for the extras.
You get the extras.
Yeah, like the roof.
It's the Collingwood membership deal. That's what goes on there.
Dear, oh dear.
What happened to you, Katie?
Well, yesterday I was in the car and I got a phone call just as I was pulling up outside the house.
Yeah.
It was an 02 number, Sydney. I'm like, I don't know. Who go mentally run through, who you don't want to talk to.
I reckon I got the same call yesterday, to be honest.
It was from a hotel chain.
Yeah.
That I had stayed at, I think when I recently went up to do an ABC show.
Yeah.
They put me up there.
Yep.
But so this was not anything. I hadn't stayed there for nothing. They hadn't done me a favour. Money was exchanged. A room key was handed over. I stayed there. I checked out. End of story, you would think, except they've somehow then taken my phone number.
Yes, yes.
And made a phone call to me on my time.
Yes, yep. Offering you a membership?
Yes.
Yep. Did you sign up?
No, I nearly did. But then I just thought, what am I paying $300 for?
Hang on, is it this place? Is that it?
Well, that says Collingwood.
Yeah, all right,
well,
hang on, I can get it properly.
No, it wasn't.
Is it that one?
Yes, it's the Intercontinental. I'm going to say it because they called me. They irritated me. They've got no right to call me. I didn't sign up saying I want any of their rubbish promotions.
A few years ago, I signed up. It cost me about $300-$400.
Yes.
You know, I didn't use it once for the whole time.
No.
They rang me back and they said, mate, you didn't use it at all last year.
Yeah.
You know what happened?
What?
They signed me again. They gotcha. Husey and Kate. What we want to do now is put the spotlight on women and mums in particular, actually. Tired mums.
Tired mum.
Normally you feel guilty about whinging, don't you?
Well, you don't want to because you feel tiresome when you talk about how tired you are.
Are you a tired mum?
Your baby's up in the night now.
Three or four times.
So, plus there's the other two all day.
Absolutely.
Plus there's the responsibility of looking after everybody else.
So. We're opening it up for mums to tell us that they're
just
tired. Can we start with my wife, Holly?
Please do. Hello, Holly Ife.
Guys, how are you? I am feeling that you're going to get a lot of people more worthy of complaining about
it's
being
not,
tired than
you
me.
You know what, Holly? It's not about worthy or not worthy. It's just about how you feel.
Just tell us. Tell us.
Do you feel, Holly Ife?
I am shattered.
Yes.
I believe I used the word yesterday. I feel like a physical wreck.
Yes.
Yesterday, I could have cried yesterday.
Yes.
I was so tired.
Yes.
Because the baby had not wanted to go back to sleep at like 5, and then she'd woken up Raph, so Raph was grumpy all day, and I just could have cried. If any extra stress was just, I was really tired. I am really tired.
And do you know what, Holly Ive? Any time that we talk to you, and we know all of this, we know what's going on. Any time we talk to you, you're always so peppy and happy, and you always find a little bit more gas in the tank. But I'm hearing your tank's pretty well empty now.
Look, I am happy, and I feel very lucky
of
to
course.
Have.
How many get up to
her
last night? How many times last night?
Well, she didn't go to sleep till 9, and then she was up at 1, 3.
This is 3.
Tess. I think I went down to Sadie. Yeah, and then I think 1, 4, and then she was up at 6.
Right.
And Raph had come into our bed at 5:30,
and then you
and
know what happens on a morning like today, which is a beautiful morning. Instead of going, "What a beautiful morning!" the day stretches in front of you like a punishment.
Yeah. Yes. Look, I mean, you know what? I want to say, look, they're smiling at me.
No. Yeah, we know.
It?
We know all the good stuff.
Last night, I was thinking that's it. Last night, I was thinking the baby shop shut now.
Look.
It's shut today.
The other day, Dave said to me, you know, if we're going to have number 4, we should just do it now. And actually considered stabbing him.
Yes. And you know where? You know where you should stab him, don't you? Yeah.
Get the scissors out,
Do a bobbit.
I've already got those.
Yeah, all right.
Holly, it won't surprise you. Our phones have gone Barango. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Tired.
Yes, tired.
What is making you tired, Lisa?
Well, I've got 3 children, roughly the same age as yours, Dave. I've got 4, 2, and 18 months.
Yeah.
And I'm 12 weeks pregnant with the next one.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
That's a situation we could find ourselves in.
Yes, you could. That's exactly what Peter and I did with ours.
And you're having trouble coping, Lisa?
Yes, well, dare I say it, I think my husband actually works more than you, Dave.
Wow. Well, no, not well. I don't work that much.
He doesn't work hard. He just works long, you know.
So he's not at home hardly at all.
No, he's gone most days for the whole day and home by about midnight.
And does anyone help you?
My mum helps me, thankfully, and a couple of weeks ago I just decided to go back to work 3 days for a break.
Yes.
That is a break.
Yes, that is a break.
But it means when you get home you're just absolutely smashed with stuff to do as well, aren't you?
Yes, and, you know, sometimes I go to bed at 8.
Yes.
Just collapse in bed.
Yes. You're tired.
She's tired.
Very tired.
We need to help out people.
We do.
She needs a massage.
You need a massage.
Guys, appreciate your women. Children especially. Can I just say to the kids, appreciate your parents.
Yes.
Yeah? Stop being selfish.
Email Hughie and Kate. Breakfast at nova100.com.au.